Our word for this episode is being pragmatic. Being pragmatic as it relates to being an entrepreneur or a small business owner, someone that's innovative. To some, the idea of being pragmatic can seem like it's a dirty word or a four-letter word, because being pragmatic, it comes from and derives from the word in the actions of being practical, being focused on realistic things, realistic goals, having your feet firmly planted, just very straightforward. It's more about the facts. And with that comes less of risk taking. And for a lot of people, it's very clear that as an entrepreneur, you're going to take some risk and you are going to go against the grain. You're going to break the rules. Well, being pragmatic, being practical, it has its place, even in entrepreneurship. And the key is finding that right balance. And sometimes you balance, if your nature isn't to be practical, that you take flights of fancy and more right brain and artistic and, you know, just go where your emotions take you and want to ignore the facts, then you need to look for someone, a partner or someone on your board of directors or just a trusted advisor that comes from a more practical mindset, more left brain, to balance you out. And it's got to be someone that you are willing to take their advice. One of the most important things is recognizing when you're not a pragmatic person and understanding that you do need that somewhere in your business space. At the end of the day, running a business, starting a business, launching a business or a brand is expensive. It costs money. I have not seen someone that went to launch a brand or a business of some sort and it didn't cost money. And typically a lot of money. And quite honestly, a lot of people calling them entrepreneurs, they're actually making other people rich just by all the money that they're investing in starting up. But the reality is, and that's where the pragmatic mind comes from, the pragmatic mindset, is so much goes out. By the time you start making money, you are digging yourself out of a very deep, deep, deep financial hole. And in some cases, people, again, they're so passionate and excited about what they're doing as an entrepreneur, and they can throw both their, not only their business finance, but their personal finances in a downward spiral. And I say this because I've seen it over and over. But it's not to discourage anyone. Again, you're ahead of the game. Hearing this and acting upon this and doing an evaluation, a self-evaluation, to ask yourself, is she talking to me? Is she talking about me? Do I need to be concerned about not really being completely grounded and not wanting to be grounded? You don't want to know what the numbers are. You don't want to know how much you spent. You don't want to know how much you've invested so far. You just want to keep moving forward with your vision. And, you know, one of the most dangerous quotes is build it and they will come. Because sometimes, and a lot of entrepreneurs have experienced it, you build it or you create it or you brand it or you open the doors, fling the doors open, and they don't come. So what are you going to do? And just having someone there that is, that balances you. But again, like I said, it's got to be someone that you will respect and that you will allow them to be very blunt and blatant with you. Not with the intent of crushing your dreams or making you more like them, but someone that totally appreciates what you want to do, but also is helping you, stay in check to the point that you don't send yourself into financial ruins. And the best person is someone that's also willing to offer some suggestions. You may want to buy champagne for your grand opening, and they might suggest instead some sparkling apple juice, so to speak. So it's not someone that says you can't have the grand opening and you can't have bubbly, but you might end up with faux bubbly that is $4 a bottle than the $100 a bottle. But maybe put it out there when you hit your 5th year anniversary, then we'll splurge for 2 bottles of bubbly and the rest will be apple juice. But that's what I mean by someone that helps ground you. Because as entrepreneurs, you have this grand vision, you're excited. Everything about it is emotional and it just comes from your right brain. And so you may often feel like people are trying to crush your spirit, crush your passion. But sometimes some of what they're saying is the truth. And you just have to also make sure that you're open your ears, open your mind, and accept that sometimes what you're envisioning, what you are pursuing isn't necessarily feasible day one. And that's something to take into consideration. You might have to tell yourself no from time to time, like the expensive champagne, but what you're also saying is not right now. I'm not there. I need to get some bigger clients under my belt. I need some significant milestones, and then I can reward myself. That's something to take into consideration. I hope you enjoyed the tip and our topic for this episode, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.